Hello, everybody. Welcome to Everyday Prophecy. My name is Christy Eldridge, and the Lord has a good word for you today. Holy Spirit, I need your help. I need your grace. Help us. I just pray that you'd help me to feel your heart of love for every person that's going to listen to this word. I pray for your grace to prophesy, and I pray for the anointing. Lord, I ask for an accurate prophetic word, and we thank you. We give you glory. You're worthy. You're worthy, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. And just right away, guys, I just hear the Lord saying, I have not come to bring peace, but division. Guys, I'm just flowing with the Lord right now. I don't have the Bible in front of me. This is the way that I prophesy lately with the Lord. It's just a prophetic flow, and he fills my mouth. So he said, say it again. Jesus came and he said, listen, I have not come to bring peace, but division. Division in your households. I hear the Lord saying, why do I do that? Why do I set one against another? He says, I set a clear dividing line. I draw a clear line in the sand. There isn't time, there isn't room for the lukewarm Christians in this hour. You're either with me or you're against me. And there's a clear distinction. There's no more muddled, muddy Christianity. And I just hear him saying, listen, I've heard this before, but I hear the Holy Spirit saying, if you're on the fence belongs to Satan. If you're on the fence belongs to Satan. He says, repent. Repent for your unbelief. Repent. He says, turn to me. Turn to me. Submit to me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I hear the Holy Spirit saying the prophetic words and the true prophetic voices are changing. And I'm hearing the word upset. He says there is an upset in the prophetic community. He says, I'm making the wrong places right. He says, it's not acceptable what is happening in my prophetic community. He says, the true prophets are rising to the top, like cream rises to the top. The substance rises to the top, the cream. And he says, those that are watered down, the watered down Christianity, the ones that still need the milk of the word, they're going to be at the bottom. Help me, Holy Spirit. He says, I'm taking down many pages on YouTube, on Facebook, on various social media platforms. He says, I'm taking them down. I'm cutting them down. I'm taking them down. They will fall. Those that don't know me, those that have resisted healing, they have not submitted to me. While it was okay in one season, now the stakes are higher and I'm changing the requirements. I have it's a say he's just like listen, he's been patient. He's been very patient. And there has been a grace. There has been a grace to those who have stepped out, giving prophetic words in unusual places. And it's like he's saying, like, I let it play out. I let it play out. Like it was open for everyone. It was open for everyone to come out and play. Everyone has a seat at the table in the kingdom of God. Everyone can prophesy. He says, I'm removing some prominent YouTube prophets, prophetic voices. They call themselves prophets. But since they have denied healing, they now are considered false prophets. He says, Roxanne Speed, your YouTube page is coming down by my mighty hand. You've been warned several times by me and by others to come away with me. To receive the healing that I long to give you because I love you. There are others. One by one, you will see them fall. You will see the pages come down. You will see them fall. He says, I'm raising the standard, I'm raising the bar. I'm raising the standard, I'm raising the bar. There is a holy standard. There is a holy standard for my prophetic people, for the prophets, that they must adhere to. And he's referencing Luke, I believe it's 12:48. Too much, who to? Help me. It's like he who is given much, much is required. He who is given much, much is required. He says the standard is not perfection, but it is holiness. He will have his way. He will have his way. He says, I will not allow you to operate out of a spirit of lust and perversion. Says, I will not allow you to operate out of a spirit, a deceptive and a lying spirit. I won't allow you to operate out of those spirits. He says, come away with me. Come away with me. Step out of the limelight and come away with me so that I can love you back to life. so that I can deliver you from the trauma, from the wounds, from the hurts of the past that have left open doors. Heed my warning. He says, I will bring it back to you. I will bring it back to you. It will be bigger and better than it ever was if you allow me to do a deep work of healing in your heart. Allow me, come away with me, seek me, know me. Take down your YouTube page. This word is for many people, not just Roxanne Speed. This word is for many people. To much is given, much is required. And he says to end the word there. So Lord, we love you. And I just pray right now, Lord, that you would... I pray for your grace, your mercy, your healing for all of us. We can do nothing without you, Jesus. We can do nothing without you, Lord. Deliver us from evil. Lord, that we would know you, God. And just hear the Holy Spirit saying, listen, this word is not condemning. But it's an invitation to go deeper and to receive the healing that he died to bring to you. Lord, I just pray that you'd be clear with who this word is intended for, Lord. I pray that you would be clear with who this word is intended for, and I pray against any spirit of condemnation that would come to steal, to kill, and to destroy, because that is not your intention. Your intention is healing and restoration and hope. It is redemption. It is your goodness. It is your kindness. You are a kind king. But again, he says he's drawing a line in the sand. We love you, Lord. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Search me, Lord. Test me, try me, test my heart. If there's anything in it that's not of you, God, please get it out. Have your way. I lay down before you. Just pray these prayers with me. Listen, we lay ourselves down before you, Jesus. You are the perfect one. You are the holy one. Thank you, God. Heal us, Lord. I pray for wholeness. I pray for wholeness. And I just pray that we would know you, that we'd have more of you, Lord. Knowing you is number one. Knowing you is number one. I just bless all of you in the name of Jesus. Have a wonderful night.